What's crack? Welcome back to episode 7 of the Grogan and Brogan podcast. Our schedule has been shite.
Yeah, it's been pox. We were supposed to pre-record last this week and we just didn't. So, yeah, good stuff.
We'll sort out our schedule after leaving, but coming up to leaving, you'd be lucky to get one.
We'll be on the ropes. Also, can we just start by saying, shout out Bermuda.
Yeah, major.
Major shout out to Bermuda.
That 1% of listeners listening in Bermuda.
It's less than one, but we'll still, a number, someone in Bermuda said, yeah, we'll have a listen. So,
also,
get in touch, whoever you are, just please tell us.
We'd really like to know. Also, shout out to my auntie and uncle listening to Indonesia, and your brother, where is he? Holland?
Oh, yeah, my brother in the Netherlands, yes. All our international gang.
I think we have like a few percent. I don't know what the percent is in America and England, but yeah, shout out to all the boys outside of Ireland.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And of course, all the boys inside Ireland as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I think 86 viewers our last one got, listeners even.
Pretty decent for the short amount of time that we only been in. It's only like a week since, is it?
It's about 85 more than I expected when we started this podcast.
True, actually.
Anyway, yeah, so we have a few topics for you today. Actually, before we start, I wanted to say, Craig, how are you?
Where's this going?
No, just how are you, Craig? Like, how are you? Like, really?
I'm okay, yeah. I don't know where this is going.
Nowhere. I just want to know, you know?
Alright, I'm doing good. Just have my head down at the minute. I want to get this leaving cert out of the way because it's starting to piss me off just sitting in and studying shit. But other than that, yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty happy at the minute. I'm in a great mood this morning. I don't know why. I'm about 7 hours behind my study schedule, but we'll look by that for the minute. I'm happy. I'm happy. And we hope all of you listening are happy too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Craig, why don't you tell the beautiful ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between what we're talking about today?
We're going to be talking about AI. And for once, I actually done a bit of research.
And yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit reversed. I've done a bit of research on AI, and then something that I just randomly came across on YouTube was China's social credit system, which is fucked up. It's like the episode on Black Mirror, but yeah.
Right. So Craig, give us a rundown of what you've learnt over your research.
Right. So I've always kind of been like skeptical about AI and how quickly it's advancing. And I listened back to the podcast with Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. I listened to it when it first came out, but I only recently listened back to it again. And shit myself listening to it. Because if Elon Musk is talking about it the way he did, that's scary because in my knowledge, he's like one of the most smartest people on the earth at the minute. Like, the fella is a super genius. But the way, it's just the way he spoke, it really, like, freaked me out. Like here's some of the stuff that he was saying. He said, I tried to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years, but nobody listened. If one of the smartest people on the whole earth is telling you to slow down AI, would you think that they'd listen by now? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
like, bit of common sense. But like, if you watch it back, even when you're on YouTube, just type up Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, AI, and it'll come up. I think it'll come up like a 20-minute clip. But when Joe asks him some of the questions, he like stops and he like you can just see him thinking in his head, and he doesn't speak for a few seconds. But what I got from it, I think he definitely knows something that we don't. Like, he's probably seeing AI that is... Fuck you. He's probably seeing AI that is, like, extremely advanced. Not in just, like, the digital form, like, the software, but, like, in proper, like, physical form. And I think he knows that we're fucked. But I do think he probably has some solutions. Like, obviously, he was saying that regulation takes years to actually come into, like, the impact. But I do think he has some solutions, and I do think we have to listen, but nobody really is.
And like, especially to a man who's, like, he's currently working with AI, well, an AI of sort, like, Tesla cars have autonomous driving. So he knows what stuff is capable of, and it's kind of scary that he's like, yeah, slow down. And everyone's like,
genuinely, you have to go, like, just listen to that clip of him saying it, where he's like, I tried to convince people, but nobody would listen. It's really, like, fucking scary the way he says
it. You know what? I will cut out a clip of him speaking about it and put it here. How about that?
Okay.
So what happened with you where you decided, or you took on a more fatalistic attitude? Like, what was there any specific thing, or was it just the inevitability of our future?
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
This seems nobody like a listened. Scene in a movie. Nobody where listened. The robots are gonna fucking take over, and you're freaking me out. Nobody listened.
Nobody listened.
No one. Are people more inclined to listen today? It seems like an issue that's brought up more often over the last few years than it was maybe 5-10 years ago. It seemed like science fiction.
Maybe they will.
As well, there was a joke going around a while ago, and I thought it was real. It was about, I think it was like 12 scientists were murdered by AI in Japan or something. Yeah, done my research on that. Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's bullshit, is it?
Yeah, it's bullshit. I've done my research on it. It's actually, it was, the clip of the, yeah, one talking about it was taken from, like, a conspiracy theory documentary or something. But there was no actual proof that it happened. It was just, like, it was from a source of information which came from, like, word of mouth, which came from, like, a bodyguard or something. Like, it was some
bullshit, in other words.
But I don't know if they have it on Twitter, but I don't know if Boston Dynamics put it up on Twitter, but Boston Dynamics robots, they're scary. Have you seen some of the videos of, like, robots, like, sprinting at full pace and doing backflips? Yeah. Like, why do we need a robot to do backflips?
And then I love the contrast you see when they put up the ones of, like, the dogs and stuff, they just fall over.
Like... Yeah, and then there's, like, I've seen a video of an AI in... It was, like, on some trail, like, in the forest or something. And I mean, it was sprinting at full pace. It was fucking scary. But...
Yeah, I think I've seen that. That was ages ago.
Yeah, what Elon said as well. He said that Boston Dynamics, right, the robots, it's most likely possible now that the robots can move so fast that you can only see it with a strobe light. Do you know how fucking quick that is?
Bruh.
That's like... It's hella fucking quick. He said... like, we know that it's going to be used as weapons. Like, there's no need for a robot to sprint at full pace and do backflips. Like, you mount a few, like, machine guns on it, and then it's running into, like, Taliban territory and taking out a whole village. Like, we know that it's going to be used as weapons. And it's going to be used, actually, against humans. He was saying that it won't necessarily be bad, but it'll be outside of our control. So, like, we won't be able to do shit about it. Because, like, once the genie's out of the bottle, like, what's actually going to happen? We really don't know. He even said, he goes, if you can't beat them, join them. So he said one of the best scenarios if in a few years' time that AI actually does get out of control, is we're going to probably, like, try and merge with AI. Because AI aren't going to give a shit about our feelings. Like, to be honest. Like, you know?
Major bro moment.
Yeah.
You know who I blame for all this? I blame Nike.
Hell. Really? Really? I was waiting for you to say George Bush, but like...
Nah. Do you remember their ad that came out that was like, the robots were allowed into football? And...
I remember,
everyone was like, yeah, that's a great idea.
But the whole interview freaked me out, just the way he spoke about it. But as well, what he was saying, that like, it kind of hit me. He was saying that, this is going to sound really technical, but it's actually not that bad. He was saying, a company essentially a cybernetic collective of people and machines. We're all collectively programming the AI without asking questions. And, like, for example, he was saying, like, Google, like, the more we use Google, the better the AI will understand and it'll advance more. But, like, we're not actually asking questions about it.
Mm. Did you see there was, like, you know, I remember watching a video on it. I can't remember what it was or anything, but it was something to do with, like, history of, like, the evolution of machines and stuff. And it went through, like, the first, you know, the way that, the first machine to beat someone in a game of chess.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was impressive because it was like, there's like 30,000 ways you can do a game of chess or something or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it was like, yeah, that was great and all, but anything could beat you in a game of chess these days. Your phone could beat you in a game of chess, blah, 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 anything.
Yeah.
But, and then there was this other game, this like Chinese board game that there's like,
oh, it's
7 billion ways to win, or there's 7 yeah, billion ways the game
I
could
think,
go.
Is it called Go or like Gogi or something? I know
something
yeah,
like
I know
that.
It
yeah,
it's like chess, it but like you can stack your pieces on top of each other to create shit. No, it's mad.
I have no idea. Anyway, and a machine beat the world champion or whatever it was, and that was different this time because originally with the chess one, it just learned every single move,
yeah,
and it could pick what the best one to do was. But with this game, it was actively learning the game, like there was too many for it to know every move that could happen.
So while it was
what
playing,
it did,
it was
it, while it was playing, it was learning, yeah, mm. And it was learning from his moves and what he was doing, and then yeah, it was just crazy. And there's actually an online. There's like a website you can do that. It shows you, I can't remember what it's called. Ben will tell you. I was playing it with him before. And it was like, you create a structure.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches itself how to walk.
Oh, I've seen it before. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you make it. And it'll like, be shit the first one. But then it like,
it'll
uses what it learned
better
in the first one. And then respawns itself.
Yeah.
And uses what it learned then, and then tries something different. And it keeps trying something different until it can get as far as it can.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy. Like, machines have brains and they're learning the same way we do, except even better because they don't forget.
Like, the thing is, like, once, like, AI is going to become so good that it's going to be able to do, like, thousands and thousands of years of innovation in a really short period of time. Like, that's scary. Really fucking scary. Like the thing as well, and I only really noticed this, Elon said it, he said that people are already cyborgs, but not like they don't realise. Like, right, what are we using right now?
Yeah, we're using phones, laptops,
a phone.
Also.
He was saying
yeah.
is like a phone is an extension of us almost, because we use it literally 90% of the day, every single day. Like, we can't survive without it, but in this day and age, I don't know a single person who doesn't have a phone.
Mm.
It's just spooky shit.
To me, that's not such a bad thing, though. I feel that's more an evolution thing rather than... Like, people talk about... Like, just in a general sense, not even in a, like, phones are taking over, blah, 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 what we were talking about. But just in a... You know the way, like, people are like, oh, that bloody phone. Like, yeah, it is a bloody phone. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with me using it 90% of the day? Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my mini rant.
Yeah, I've always kind of, like, been afraid of AI, but, like, when I listen back to the podcast and then when I actually done some research on it, I was like, we could be really fucked. Like, really fucked.
If we could be, but then...
See, that's the thing. It can go both ways. It could either advance us mad, like, insanely, or either it's going to be, like, fucking Terminator.
No one's focusing on the kind of... it could go the other way and go, well, it'll help us do everything. Like, it'll help us plant trees to save the rainforest and stuff like that. Like, everyone's just going, nah, well, I'll just die.
No, like, obviously, it's a part of evolution to advance. And obviously, at the minute, technology is what advances us. Like, back in the day, it was, like, fucking, I don't know, like, what's it? Making tools and shit to hunt. Like, nowadays, it's technology that's advancing us. It is a good thing that AI is getting smarter and that it's advancing, because in the future it will help us, but there could be a point where it gets so advanced that it has its own brain and it just does what it wants, and we can't stop it then at that stage because it'd be too late.
Have you played Detroit Become Human?
No. I've watched a little bit, but I didn't play.
It's a great game. I was playing... I haven't finished it, but I started playing it a while ago. It's really good. And, like, you wonder, is that possible? Like, will ever in our lifetimes a machine be able to feel emotion?
But sure, did you see that robot? Her name's, like, Ellie, or it's something like that. But it, like, actually looks like a human. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fucking weird. Like, it just looks blank. Like, it has... Like, it's been modeled to look like a human. So she has, like, a full body. But, like, obviously she can't, like, walk around normally like a human. But, like, she looks like a human. And if you speak to her, she can respond back, like, in simple ways. But it's weird. Really weird. I'll send it to you after this podcast. It's weird.
Sophia, is it?
Yeah, that's it, Sophia.
Yeah, just Google it. What the fuck?
It's weird looking, isn't it?
You can communicate. Its head.
Yeah, the back of its head's open. It's weird. Oh,
mad.
Whoa.
Oh, do you remember the fucking when Microsoft made the AI and Twitter turned it into a Nazi within like 2 hours?
No.
Yeah, it was doing, like, the learning process kind of thing. And basically, they just started shouting, like, they just started feeding it, like, Nazi propaganda and all. And it turned into a Nazi. And they Twitter had to take it off.
Twitter's probably not the best place to try and program an AI from the people.
In the span of 15 hours, Tay referred to feminism as a cult and a cancer, as well as noting gender equality equals feminism, and I love feminism now, tweeting Bruce Jenner at the bot got similar mixed responses ranging from Caitlyn Jenner is a hero and is a stunning beautiful woman to the transphobic Caitlyn Jenner isn't a real woman yet, she won Woman of the Year. Oh, fucking hell. CSU and humans need sleep now, so make conversations today. Thanks. They shut it off within...
Yeah, like, don't blame them.
18 hours or something.
Ah, humans.
Fucking hell. Right, anyway, we were just talking about there, I can't... we had to cut it out, because we were talking about Taybot, Microsoft's Twitter AI. Basically, Twitter within a day turned it into a racist, homophobic,
anti-Semitic,
transphobic, anti-Semitic, sexist, just asshole, really. Kind of like Craig.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Oh, fuck it out. Yeah, AI's mad. I feel like, how did Microsoft not go, you know, if we do this and it learns from people's bounces. Like, how did I not expect this was gonna happen? Yeah, do you have anything else on AI?
Nah, that's really it.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't kick your robots, because they have don't good memory. Don't kick your robots. Yeah.
They have good memories. There you go.
That's it, yeah. Right. Second bit of research I done was, I was on YouTube. I just went on, like, a bleeding YouTube rabbit hole, and, I was watching shit about 5G. I'll speak on that, like, another day. But, I came across China's social credit system, and it is really, like, dystopian and messed up. It's, like, it's actually just a digital dictatorship. It's the first digital dictatorship in the world. It's like that episode of Black Mirror. I can't remember what's the episode called, but it's, like, where she has a score, and, like, if she puts up a picture of her at the wedding with her friends smiling, her score goes up, but, like, if she done something bad, or, like, say she had, like, a negative comment against someone, our social score went down. It's more or less like that. So, how it works is, you start with 1,000 points, just a flat 1,000 points, and, like, depending on your behaviour and your actions, your points will either go, you'll get points, or either lose points. So, like, if you have a high score, you get, like, advantages. So you get, like, lower interest on, like, loans, you get discounts on, like, appliances, so, like, kettles and shit like that, and your rent might be lower. But if you have a low score, this is when it gets weird. If you have a low score, you can't buy, like, high-end, like, products. Like, so you can't buy plane tickets, you can't buy, it's in China, so you have, like, it's not the bullet train, but you have really high speed trains. So you can't buy train tickets. You won't be allowed to send your children to private school, so your children can't go to good schools. In some cases, your passport can be even taken off you, and you won't be allowed to travel outside the country for 10 years. And
what the fuck?
Yeah, and you're publicly named and shamed in, like, your community. So they'll have, like, a notice board or something similar to that. And if you do good things, like, say, like, I think some bloke found a wallet, and he gave it into, like, the community centre. And his picture was put up, and they were like, oh, look at this. He's a good person in society. Well done. But then, I think it was a journalist. He was actually doing good shit. He was, like, solving murders and everything. Even though he's a journalist, he was solving murders that people were giving up on. But one of the times, he accused someone, and I don't think he won the case, but because he didn't win the case, the court asked for extra fees, and he was like, no, like, I already paid the fees. So then, like, they publicly named and shamed him, lowered his score to the point where he couldn't send his son to a private school, took his passport off for 10 years, so he couldn't even travel outside the country, and now he's, like, afraid to, because he's, like, afraid to actually leave his house. He's basically on, like, house arrest, so he can't leave his house, because anyone that interacts with him, their score will be dropped lower just because they interact with him. Because, like, how they measure it, so anything you do on your phone is being monitored. I think China is, now it's either the fourth or the second biggest country in the world. No, I said that wrong. Sorry. Yeah, everything that you do on your phone is monitored. As well, in 2018, the government installed 200 million surveillance cameras. So that's one camera per 7 citizens. I'm pretty sure China's has the most amount of CCTV cameras in the whole world. So, like, every action you do is monitored, and they have a facial recognition system. So, like, they know it's you. You can't get out of any shit. If you do jaywalking or anything, you're named and shamed. Like, your face is put up, like, on a screen, like, at the traffic lights and all. It's fucking weird.
It's actually the same thing on a motorway, is they have cameras, like, flashing you every, like, couple hundred meters.
Yeah,
like literally, like, flashing at you.
Yeah, it's insane. Also, there's weird things that, like, can affect your score. So, like, if you go into the supermarket, right? Say you went to like Lidl or Aldi. Obviously, I don't think they have Lidl or Aldi in China, but I'm just using it as an example. If you go in and say you buy nappies, they'll see that as like not independent. What's the word? They'll see it as like a good thing, so your score will go up like a point or two. But if you buy like drink, if you buy alcohol, just by buying it or even putting it in your basket, your score is going to go down. The thing that like was weird, depending on the people that you like date and people that you marry, can like affect your social score mad. Is that not a bit like it's a bit fucked? So say you...
The whole thing's fucked.
Yeah, so say you really like someone, but they have a bad social score. Is it this might be really fucking off topic and kind of racist, but is it... Do you know how in India, how they have like pre-arranged marriages? It's kind of like that. It's like making people with good social scores date each other and marry each other just because they have good social scores. But that's just...
I mean, it's... To say it's kind of like pre-arranged marriages is a stretch.
No, I probably like really...
I get that, like you're limited to who you're going to marry. And it's almost like you're not marrying because you like this person, you're marrying them because they have a good social score.
Yeah, literally. And as well, it affects the people I hang around with. So, as I already said, if someone has a bad social score, they don't want to interact with other people, especially like the family and friends, because their social score is going to go down just for like interacting with them, just for talking with them. It's fucking weird, like really weird. And there's another part here, which in 2019, I was like, is this shit still kind of happening? Like, how is this still happening? The really like brutal, extreme case of the social credit system in China it's in a place called Kashgar. It's in like Xinjiang. I think it's the far west of China. It's like literally on the border. this is where like this Muslim ethnic group called Uyghurs are. It's kind of like, how do I even explain this? It's basically a ghetto. It's kind of what it is. It's just, if you're a part of that Muslim ethnic group, you're designated to there, and it's simple as. In Kashgar, there's only three tiers to the system. So there's trustworthy, there's average, and there's untrustworthy. So if you're Chinese or half Chinese, you're straight away put on the trustworthy. If you're, I forget what average is, but if you're a Uyghur, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, if you're that Muslim ethnic group, you're straight away put onto the untrustworthy part. So, right, now this is where it gets bad, right?
Oh wait, it's not already bad.
No, it gets worse. The untrustworthy people are sent to like these quote unquote education and training centers, which are more like
concentration camps.
Literally, they're concentration camps, right? Where they have to study political propaganda for 12 hours a day. 12 hours Chinese political propaganda. The living conditions are extremely poor. A lot of people get sick, and in some cases, some people even have died in there.
Fuck.
It's been estimated that there's over 1 million people currently being held in these camps that are being held there purely because of just their ethnicity. The Chinese government has just rejected this claim completely, insisting that they only detain convicted terrorists, which is just a fucking lie. And the whole thing is just wrong. Like, I didn't think that... It basically is a concentration camp. It's in 2019 and it's still concentration camps, more or less.
You know, when I watched that episode of Black Mirror, we watched it in school. Were you there?
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Yeah.
Yeah,
watched it in school. And I remember going, this is shite. Like, this is not realistic. This is never going to happen. And I genuinely disliked the episode because I thought, like, well, this is just dumb. It dead ass happened.
It's literally it. Like, no joke, it's literally it.
I'm on a website, I'm on Business Insider at the minute, and I'm looking through some of the facts about it. You can get your dog taken off you.
It's mad. It's really crazy.
It was like supposed to be... Wait, are you saying it's already in, is it?
Yeah.
This website said it was hoped to be in by 2020, so obviously they fucking got it in quickly.
No, the way they do shit in China is they'll trial it in, like, different regions of the country. So, like, they'll trial it in, like, a rural region and then, like, a urban region. But they trial it in so many cities, but it's more or less implemented at the minute. Like, people are feeling the impacts already. Actually, not even now. The documentaries that I was watching was from, like, 7 months ago and everything. So it's basically in place now.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's actually wild.
And I didn't know about this. I just came across this when I was on YouTube.
Despite the creepiness of the system, Human Rights Watch called it chilling, while Botsman called it a futuristic vision of Big Brother out of control. Some citizens say it's making them better people already.
Oh, I know what you... Well, I know what the 2020 stands for now. Did you say 2020 that it's supposed to be implemented?
Yeah.
No, they said by 2020 they want to have every single person
Every citizen.
Yeah, that's what it was, I remember. Yeah.
Were you on this website as well then, were you?
No, I was just watching a lot of documentaries on YouTube about it.
Okay. Well, I'm just on Business Insider, is it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know it was that deep. I remember you telling me about it and you were like, this is fucked. But I was like, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, remember, that's when I was watching shit about the 5G and I told you in school, was it?
Yeah. What was the 5G all about? Are they just using it to kind of track them or?
Yeah, more or less. Like now we have 4G at the minute now, but 5G is like the next generation. So it's going to be really, really fast internet. But I don't know how, I forget like the technical side of it, but like more or less they're going to have to set up like the cell towers, like in really close like distance of each other. Like it's gonna cost a lot. I think they said I think it's South Korea. The population's only small, but like they're financially really, really good. But I think they said it's gonna cost them $8 billion to install it there. But that's how 5G ties into this, because with 5G they can keep all the cameras up to speed, and it's going to be just an updated version of what they have in system now. It's just going to be quicker.
I'm on the Wikipedia page now, and it says in January 2019, Beijing government officially announced that it will start to test personal credit score. And in April 2019, the People's Bank of China announces that a new version of personal credit report will be put, which allows to collect more personal information. State run media is described as more detailed, more comprehensive, and more precisely.
It's not really. It's Big Brother. It's a digital dictatorship. Literally. Is
that ass spying? Legal spying?
Literally. You can't do nothing without them knowing about it.
And you know all these, like... Like, your television is listening to you, like, in some...
Everything.
Either LG or Samsung or something, they go, don't have personal conversations beside your television. You're like, no, what?
I didn't know about that. That's weird.
Yeah, in the fucking book, the instruction manual or the user's manual is like, don't have personal conversations beside your television.
What'd you say, LG or what?
Is either LG or Samsung or something like that, I can't remember.
Shit, so I have a Samsung telly.
What?
I have a Samsung telly. You must have heard some mad show talk on the PlayStation.
Samsung, don't talk in front of your smart TV.
Mine's not smart.
Oh, well then.
We're good.
Samsung is warning customers who buy its smart TV sets not to say personal information out loud if they use voice activation feature. These televisions will listen to every conversation, TV related or otherwise, and may share that information with Samsung or third parties. Samsung issued the warning in response to Shane Harris's article in the Daily Beast, which pointed out one line in the company's privacy policy opened customers up to far more exposure than they probably intended. Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party. What the fuck? Like, you can't even speak in front of your telly in this day and age.
I know.
What is going on?
It's the AI. I'm telling you. No, I'm only messing. Yeah, it's fucked.
Can we talk about football for a minute?
Yeah. Billy McNeil.
Billy McNeil, first of all, yeah. Very sad. He's, for people, I'd be willing to bet that not a single person listening to this podcast knows who Billy McNeil is.
Yeah.
But he was a Celtic captain, legend, the greatest. He's widely known as the greatest Celtic captain ever.
Mm-hmm.
He, known as Caesar, he won the European Cup in 1967 with Celtic, the first British team to do it, to win the European Cup. Man United won it the next year, so that just goes to show, like, that Man United team was something else.
Yeah.
And like, beat an Inter Milan team that were unbelievable at the time, but it's just sad, and he like battled with dementia for ages, and it was nice to see on Twitter today that all, like, most of the Scottish clubs were tweeting about him, and a few English ones, like, I saw Stoke tweeted about Alex Ferguson had some words to say, even Rangers put up posts about him, which was nice.
I was really surprised about that.
Yeah, well, on stuff like that, you kind of, the rivalry goes out the window no matter how big it is. Like, do you remember the Manchester terrorist attacks, and the Man United fans and the Man City fans came to the square in Manchester, and they were singing Oasis together and all?
No.
Yeah, they were, like, laying flowers and all for the victims, and they were singing Don't Look Back in Anger. It was nice. So
that, like, I enjoy, like, gestures like that when rivalries just get tossed to the side and people, like, communities come together and actually just respect, well, not just the, yeah, well, respect the debts, it's most of the time. Like, I know with this, then you have Hillsborough, you have,
yeah, like, you see it all the time, like, with that. Hillsborough, like, Everton and Liverpool, like, I remember they played in the retro jerseys, didn't they, before, and there was the, in Anfield, and they, like, the Everton fans have always had respect for the Hillsborough disaster.
But it's not just Hillsborough, it's a lot of other things. I know a lot of clubs just put things away, like, rivalries aside, which is the good side of football that we don't get to see often, but it's really nice to see it when we can.
It is nice. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that was kind of a sad thing to wake up to this morning. When I kind of started learning about Celtic, he kind of stood out to me as, like, a big name. Well, obviously he was the captain of the club, and that whole team with Jock Stein and all them, it is just a bit sad. And he was only 79 too, so he wasn't even that old. Like, he still could have had a bit of life left in him. But anyway, so that's, I just wanted to say that. I wouldn't mind, actually. I know it's a bit weird to go on from that to this, but I want to talk about Man United versus Everton.
I want to see your side, because you already know I'm just going to laugh about it, because it was atrocious. But I want to see, go on, you speak.
I didn't watch the match, right? I'm going to tell you that. Didn't watch the match. But I seen, I think, at least four players after the match give statements, right? David De Gea on Twitter. Oh, we weren't good enough. Pogba on Sky Sports. Oh, we weren't good enough. Fucking Nemanja Matic. I was the problem. We weren't good enough. And then who was the other one? Fuck, I don't remember. Anyway, doesn't matter. Stop coming out and being like we weren't good enough. Like that, it's not doing. Like, just shut up and actually fucking play better. It's all well and good being like, yeah, oh, we need to work harder for this jersey. We need to sweat for the jersey, blah, blah, blah. That's, anyone can say that. I can say that. I'm a shit footballer. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, right? It just annoys me that people come out and give it the whole big one for the media and be like, yeah, we're have to do better. It's like, no, don't tell me you have to do better. Show me you have to do better. And just, I don't get it. Like, no Man United team should ever lose 4-0 against Everton. Do you want to know the last time Man United lost 4-0 against Everton?
2008. 1962. Oh, Jesus.
1962, which was, I believe, 4 years after the Munich air disaster. Like, that shows up when Man United lost, I think it was 10 players. Mm. 10 of their best players. Anyway, I don't care anymore. I've lost a lot of interest in football these last few years. Like, I don't know why. I'm still kind of interested in Celtic, which is just stupid because it's the most boring league in the world, but... Yeah, I couldn't be arsed anymore with Man United. Like, it's not even that bad. We're at sixth place. Like, Sunderland are in League One. Like, imagine being a Sunderland fan.
Yeah.
You'd want to cry, like, every single day. But yeah, it's not that bad. We're sixth place. We could, with a good transfer window, potentially get back into second, third.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
With a good transfer window.
I think top three for the next while is cemented as City, Liverpool and Spurs. Not in that order, for the next while.
Nah, can't agree.
Fair enough.
I think any of the top six can make top three.
I don't see Arsenal. They have too many problems at the back. I know maybe transfer window could sort that out. But even at that, I just think Spurs are more solid. Like, just think. Spurs haven't bought anyone. Where are they? Semi-final.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No transfers. Brand new stadium. That's mad. That is mad. I got to give props to them. Poch is a fantastic manager. Arsenal's trash. Chelsea have problems. Major problems.
Arsenal's trash, but they could do... Like, think of... Like, who did they sign? Mkhitaryan and Aubameyang?
Yeah. And Lacazette.
Torreira. Did they sign Lacazette this year?
Was it? Pretty sure.
No, don't think so.
Last year?
No. Okay. Last year. Torreira. No defenders, really. If they sign a centre after, replace that dead thing, Mustafi.
He's a baller.
Do you see the tweet that was like he's having a better season than Van Dijk?
Yeah, I seen it. I just laughed at it. I didn't even pay attention. I just looked at the stats and I was like, alright.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, well, God knows if that's real or not, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, I think any of the top six have a good transfer window. Apart from City, they don't need one. They can get top three.
It's debatable.
I think top three for Man United next year is a stretch. It's possible, but it's a stretch because they need a centre half, a full back, a centre mid, and a striker. Which is a lot of money to be shelling.
And we'll get smacked up by financial fair play as well. Actually, see, Chelsea have a transfer ban, don't they?
Yeah, but they have about 20,000 kids on loan that are actually sick.
Exactly, 20,000 kids. So they can just recall them. Pants.
I wouldn't say pants.
Pants. Top three Premier League, are they?
You never know.
No, definitely not.
Kids can win shit. You don't know.
What? Why are they on loan?
Because it's Chelsea. They buy everyone at about 10 years of age and then just shell you off.
Okay, who do they have on loan who'll come back in and rip up the club?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a Chelsea fan. Exactly. I don't care about that club.
They're not names. I'm telling you now. Like, we've been hearing about, like, Matthijs de Ligt since he was 17. And now he's 19 and he's ripping it up. Like, there's no name that was there, like, this lad's going to be the next big thing.
Oh, I hope to God Liverpool buy him. Oh, they won't.
He's going to Madrid or Barca.
Him and Van Dijk. Oh, Lord.
I haven't even seen fucking tabloids say he's going to Liverpool. That's when you know it's bad.
Nah, I've seen an interview and they're asking...
Oh, I love Liverpool. No, shut your mouth, Craig. He's not going to Liverpool.
Right, podcast over. It's over. Nah, that I seen aggressive. An interview.
I'd like to formally apologise.
Sorry. I'm used to this abuse at this stage. Just want the listeners to know.
Just annoys me, right? He's not going to Liverpool. And that's not even me as a United fan saying that. He's just not, I'm telling you.
Out of spite, I hope he comes to Liverpool now. I really hope he comes.
I'll make a bet with you right now. Give me a bet, right?
I'm not a gambler.
Money.
Man. Not
money,
a betting man.
Shoes, anything. You're not a betting man.
Nah.
I suppose you're not, are you? Your mates are.
Yeah, true. See?
Get help. If you're listening, get help.
He's not who you are. I'm not going to name anyone, but yeah, get help, lads. Lads are down on a bad run.
Hang on. Will you go for this for me, right? I bet you a pint.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you 1 pint. That Matthijs de Ligt, when he moves from Ajax now, specifically,
okay,
he will knock out the Liverpool.
Right. Point on
it. Right, good. A virtual handshake.
Yeah, I'm down. It's a deal.
Good. Lethal. Anyway.
What else did I want to say? Yeah.
Balls and Rose.
No, not that. Hold on. Just want to talk about Liverpool for at the minute. Because just the passion they show, I actually
fucking
love the team. Be honest, like, just as a football fan, because I was saying it when I was watching Ajax and Juventus, I said, I actually hope Ajax win the Champions League. And my dad looked at me like he wanted to thump my head in. But, like, coming from a football fan's perspective, you have to give that Liverpool team props. Come on. Football fan.
No. They're a good team. Okay, I'll fully admit that. But I think, and this is my, you know, I am very impacted. Like, I'm not biased.
Yeah.
I think they will be humbled by Barcelona, like Man United were.
Do you know what? I don't know. I actually think it's gonna be a smashing game. Smashing game.
I see a 3-0 victory in the Nou Camp.
And what about at Anfield?
1-1, I don't know.
Nah. See, I believe.
I know you believe because you're a Liverpool fan. I'm coming at it from a guy who actively doesn't like Liverpool.
Yeah, true. No, like, coming from, like, a normal perspective, obviously you're looking and you're saying Messi, the GOAT. Hands down, I'm going to say this again. The GOAT of football. Not Ronaldo, Messi. We're looking at Messi. Who's he going to be running at? I don't know. Messi just does his own thing. He's going to be running at that whole defence.
Yeah.
Obviously, he can take one shot from about 40 yards and just ping a top corner if he wants.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. If you're saying what I think you're saying, you'd want to stop right now, but go on.
No, I don't know where you, what you think I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Messi's the GOAT. He can do whatever he wants to do. We could potentially get tore up, which probably most likely could happen. It's definitely a good possibility. But at the same time, there's that slight possibility that I just believe that we can do it. I don't know. It's just because when I watch that Liverpool team, week in, week out, they give 120%
every time. I understand that.
So it's just the belief that they give me that I think we can do it.
To be honest, I thought you were going to tell me that Van Dijk is able to stop him.
Nah, it's Messi. Like, no matter how good Van Dijk is, at the end of the day, it's still Messi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could have literally the greatest defender of all time and he's not stopping Messi. That's how good Messi is.
Yeah, like, no matter how good Van Dijk is, best defender in the world at the minute, by the way.
Who's playing fullback with Robertson these days?
It's Robertson and Trent.
Okay, Trent's pretty good, but I think he'll still be smashed up.
I wonder what Suarez and Coutinho. Oh, I really hope Coutinho doesn't score. I don't mind Suarez, but just Coutinho.
See, that's the thing. You go right. Just on the off chance Messi has an off day, Suarez. Okay, Messi and Suarez have an off day. Coutinho. Okay, Messi, Suarez, and Coutinho have an off day. Rakitic. Like, it's fucking Messi, Suarez, Coutinho.
Now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing it with Rakitic. He's not a Dembele. Prolific goal scorer. Yeah, Dembele.
Yeah, but Rakitic, like Eriksen, he can make shit happen.
Yeah, but so can JM7. The GOAT. Another GOAT. James Milner. Best number 7 in the world.
Fucking stop right now.
No, but then, now look at Barcelona's defence. PK.
How are you going to tell me?
Listen. No. Let me speak. Listen, PK. Yeah. Old as hell. Slow as hell.
Old as hell, but still good.
Nah, he's well past his prime.
Oh, stop.
Well past his prime. Who else? Right, Umtiti, pretty sick. Give him that.
Lenglet.
Who's that? What?
Or Lenglet. Clement Lenglet is pretty good.
I don't even know who that is.
Man, he's the guy who looks like Tim Cahill.
I still don't know.
Man, I sent you fucking posts about him when he signed. I was like, yeah, he looks like Tim Cahill.
I can't remember. Jordi Alba.
Does our friendship mean nothing to you?
No, they don't. Jordi Alba, fairly decent. No, actually, I take that back. Very good. I don't even know who plays right back for him. Who was it, Sergio Roberto?
Is he not dead or something, I swear?
No.
Hang on, let me check. I'm going to check now. Wait, when did they play last? Spanish La Liga.
Don't mind that trash, right? Nobody cares who's right back. But, come on. Mane, Salah, Firmino.
Fucking Lenglet scored at the weekend. Mane, they play Semedo.
Salah, Firmino. Mane, Salah, Firmino.
Messi, Suarez, Dembele, Rakitic. Kevin Prince Boateng.
Right, will you stop naming Rakitic and Kevin Prince Boateng?
Rakitic is a good player!
He was.
Is.
Was.
Is.
Was.
Is.
Big was.
Big is.
No, he's not. Like,
I'm telling you now, makes it happen. Yeah. He makes it happen.
Alright, Jordan Henderson.
No, stop with your trash. Jordan Henderson has never been and will never be a top quality centre mid.
Let me speak. I have been so critical about him. If you come to any Liverpool fan, I've given probably Jordan Henderson the most amount of abuse. I have to say, his last few performances have been brilliant. I just wanted to put that out there because I've been the most critical about him. But his last few performances have been absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure Eric Jemba had a few good games as well. Doesn't mean he's a good player.
Oh, my days. Right, scrap this. No, scrap this. Bowser Rovers, sorry, scrap this. Come on. I'm sick of this now. No, stop. Scrap. Right? Liverpool's going to be Barca, end off, peace, right, Ajax-Liverpool final, by the way, right, today, big day,
fucking,
Jesus Christ, yeah. today's it's a really big day. I'm nervous as hell. It's the Dublin Derby. It's the biggest Dublin Derby in years. Balls got allocated because we're in the newsstand. Itala, shithole, by the way. We got allocated 1,100 tickets. 1,100 Balls fans are going to that shithole today. Oh, I'm actually so excited. It's first against second. It's probably the best form that both teams have been in years. That's to this Balls team is probably.
Are Rovers actually top of the league?
Yeah, they're top by a few points now.
Jesus.
Like, this Balls team is probably one of the best Balls teams I've probably seen since 2009. The last time we won was 2010. It's actually up there because the thing was, we never were able to rotate and still win. Like, we were never able to bring people off the bench and still score goals. You know, it was just the bare team. But now we're changing out the whole team, like almost full 11, and we're still pulling out wins. And the passion, and it's all young fellas. Except, well, obviously, Dini and Bleeding Dead Zap, but it's still, it's, I'm just really fucking excited. I think we're going to do it today. I just believe, because they haven't beaten us in, what, five games now, I think. Could be six. Be six tonight. But, yeah, there's going to be, I think it's 6,000 people today at Tallaght Stadium. 6,000 people, the biggest Dublin derby in years. And I cannot wait. I'm saying 3-1 Balls. 3-1 Balls.
4-2 Balls.
Really? You're actually supporting Balls for once?
Nah, did I fucking say I'm supporting Balls?
That's mad. That's mad. You're a Balls fan.
I said.
That's mad.
Nah, I said I think Balls will win.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anyway.
I'm going to say, hold on. Goal scorers. Actually, that's too hard. Nah, scrap that. I don't want to jinx anything.
I know Dinny Cochran, and that's about it.
Dinny the Crook. Dinny the Crook Cochran. He'll probably score a pen if we get one. See, anyone on the team can score. Anyone
can get it.
I'm really excited for today. I just can't speak because that's how excited I am. But yeah, 3-1 Balls. Dublin's gonna be black and red again. Yeah, fuck the hoop scum, bunch of knackers. Palace a shithole. And that was episode 7 of the Broken and Gorgon podcast.
Fucking hell, what a finish.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know when we're going to be back. The schedule's a bit shaky.
Bookie, fam.
Yeah, very. But yeah, we'll try and get out some more content soon enough.
The fact that we've only done 7 of these baffles me. It feels like we've done about 42.
Yeah, I know. Keep sending us in suggestions and topics, because...
Yeah, we'll whack up another story sometime soon and whack in a suggestion. We kind of really need them. like you saw the amount of absolute brown chat today. Actually, Craig, can I just say, what a performance out of you today.
Thanks.
What a performance.
I really put the effort in for once.
Yeah, I need to see that out of you 24/7 now.
Okay, I'll try that one. I'll try.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. Shout out Bermuda and Indonesia and the Netherlands. And actually, hang on, I'm just going to check. United States, Bermuda, Indonesia, Netherlands, United Kingdom. Shout out all you lot. Well, United Kingdom. That's all I'm going to say. But thanks for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be back soon, hopefully.
Sometime.
hang on, I just have the demographics up here. Hang on, where are we? United Kingdom. 100% from London. So whoever's listening to us is listening. Oh, you know what a fuck it is?
Who?
It's people listening with VPNs on.
Matt, you sure?
I fucking bet you it is.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, so fuck the United Kingdom.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Anyway, if anyone from the United Kingdom does want to listen to us, please feel free, and I will withdraw that, maybe withdraw that statement.
I'm not.
Oh, what the fuck?
What?
85% of our listeners listen on iPhone. There you go.
Yeah, iPhone's
5% Android, 3% iPad, 4% web.
3% iPad? Respect that.
3% other. Like, fucking listening on... God even knows what. What else is there even to listen to? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Anyway, we've been fucking going years. An hour and 6 minutes. 7 minutes, damn. Peace out.
One more thing. Wait. Don't stop.
I'm not stopping. Relax.
Fuck the
Who's you. Dinner.
Fuck the Who's scum. Tyler's a shithole. I'm on the post. Yeah. Done.
Did you really have to?
Yeah, I did. Right.
Hey guys, this is a fan, a secret fan. I'm just letting you know that Scabman's podcast is much better than this one. You guys suck.